continuing with the program Borei Echad for the eight young Shiva Bachram who were Nifter last year around this time. Today is day two, and the lema today will be about the mitzvah of Shvita B'Tzedek, judging with righteousness, and it's done Le'ui Nishmas Yonatan Yitzhak Eldar. That's Yonatan Yitzhak Ben Dror Shmuel. Again, Yonatan Yitzhak Ben Dror Shmuel. He was a 16-year-old from Shiva, a 10th grader. He was described as having an incredible love for Torah, and especially Halacha. And he was often the last person to leave the Beis HaMikdash.
The mitzvah today, which is the mitzvah we're going to talk about today, is the mitzvah of Daniel Chavskus. You said it's Yisrael Misecha. It's interesting the Chavetz Chaim when his discussion of Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Arichas discusses this mitzvah, and obviously the most obvious connection is because many times you judge a person favorably, you won't say Lashon Hara. That's the most obvious connection. But I think that there's a deeper connection to it between the two of them. But the Shloah Kaddish, Mr. Burke quotes, the Shloah Kaddish says that the Avera of Lashon Hara does not start when you say the Lashon Hara. The Avera of Hara doesn't start when you hear the Lashon Hara. The Avera of Lashon Hara starts when you go to hear the Lashon Hara. The Torah says, do not walk, do not go. The Avera starts when you go. And Rashi explains that Reuven goes into Shimon's house to see what's going on over there, to have what to tell to Levi. And the answer is, it's not your business. The Torah does not want you just looking into somebody else's business and deciding what he's doing is good or bad and then passing it on. The mitzvah of the Sentence from Yisrael means, why are you spending your time judging somebody else? The Rosh's job is to judge people, not you. Maybe the person's doing good, maybe he's doing bad. We don't know. It's not really, that's not important to you. If there's someone you think you could help them, then you should be doing that. If it's not important to you, why are you spending your time doing that? You have better things to do with your life. Number one. And number two, obviously any intelligent person realizes that there's always more to the story than what you see. So it's impossible to judge. So therefore there's a mitzvah of the Tzedek Yisrael Misecha that Klai still should be able to look at somebody else and say, listen, I do not know. At best he's doing something, I'm assuming he's doing something good. And I'm not sure, so I leave it undecided. So Chavetz Chaim has halachas when you're mechuyev to assume that it's good, when you're allowed to leave it undecided, when it's meritorious to leave it undecided. And there are certain individuals you're supposed to assume that there's something wrong. But the first step is, it's not, if a person has to say, get a life. If you're busy with your life, you're not busy judging other people. And that's a person who is full of happiness with what he's accomplishing, has an eye type to look around the world around him. And the last point that said, the Rebbe Yonah says that the derech of tzaddikim is that they see tov around them. The derech of rishonim is they see ra around them. So if you're looking around and seeing tov, that's because you are a person who's best and happy with what you're accomplishing. You're a good person, therefore you're going to see tov around you. And the person who doesn't see that is because inside of him he's not happy with himself, and that's why he's not seeing tov around him. So even the summer for the nifter.